I entitled this article, Community Comfort. I grew up in a small community in the Midwest, and since my dad had the general merchandise store in town, most of the population came there to shop. I was everyone's child. They loved me, and they also felt free to parent me. Therefore, as a child, community had both good and bad connotations. I liked feeling loved, but I was not so fond of being parented by everyone. But when I grew up and went away to college, I missed the sense of care and belonging that I felt in our little town. I even missed the parenting, believe it or not. Since my room was next to the elevator and the lounge on my college dorm floor, I kept my door open so people would feel free to drop by. That helped relieve my ache for community, but it was not the same sense of belonging I had felt from my growing up days. Perhaps it is my auspicious beginning that has brought me to this belief, but I do totally believe that humans are basically communal people that need each other for care and for parenting. By that I mean we need to be loved enough by someone that they can comfort us when we are going in the wrong direction, but we also need to be honored when we go in the right direction. I know I certainly need to be encouraged forward as well as pushed aside at times. People need to talk, not for the other's benefit, which is what we usually do, but to hear what goes on inside of them and to share what goes on inside of us. In other words, we need other people in order to know ourselves. My grandson said recently, you know, what has been the hardest about this COVID thing in that he had to do schooling from his own room, he said, what was so hard about that was I couldn't hear myself say what I was thinking. So it just rolled around in my mind all the time. So we need people. It is amazing how some thoughts ever present in my mind can seem so insignificant when spoken aloud. It's like I get them out and it's like, well, duh. And feelings often causing big waves inside me for days can be smoothed just by sharing them with someone who knows me to be more than those feelings. They see me beyond being just that feeling, so I don't get stuck there anymore. I think it has been my attempts at creating community since leaving home that finally made the Ottawahi community a reality. My first step towards community was the open door at college. Then came the sharing of baked goods in my first neighborhood. It was during that time that I created sharing groups at a church. Then as my need and ability grew, I was able to sponsor foreign students attending Emory University. These were not seen as good deeds, but exchanges necessary for my well-being as well as theirs. Recognizing yourself as a communal person is the first step towards community. The second is being willing to give and to receive in equal measure. Bob, did that bring up any questions for you?
I think that what you had said in there about the purpose of having someone to listen to you, because I'm kind of a internal processor until I get into some big emotional upset, and then it really helps me to have someone to hear me and help to remind me that I'm going somewhere with that and not just venting, but to kind of help direct me back to our purpose of getting to a bigger piece of love. And you've guided us very well with that. I've always had a dream of living in community since I was a teenager, but sometimes the parenting part, it was hard for me at first. Until you taught us about the bigger piece of love around that. And so the other thing that I've seen that you've given us is that sometimes when we're feeling really down, that someone is often there in community to remind us that we're not just our patterns, but we're a piece of love that's here to, you know, join in the planet as well. Mm-hmm. So I think overall, as far as a question goes, is, what is our next step? How can we go a little bit deeper in this?
I think our next step is a worldwide step. We have to realize our need for unity in the world. Community is a way to experience a small piece of unity. And here at Ottawahee, we have community houses where we're trying to learn what unity is really like and get past all of our patterns. Not easy, but it's a step. And then we can finally realize then from our house how that house joins in with other houses to form a community unity, that we can then expand that to see that all of the countries that are on our planet at this time are one. We are recognizing that we are economically one. One country's economy affects another, and products from one country to another affect our production. And we have to realize that we're one. But those things just pointed out, they don't join us. The joining has to happen when we realize in our heart that we are united. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.